Good morning. We're continuing the halachas of the 9 days, discussing the issue of washing and wearing laundered clothing. We'll divide this into two sections. So there are two separate concurrent prohibitions in regards to clothing. One is that we cannot wash clothing during the 9 days because it will distract the person from the avelus. And there's a separate issue of wearing clothing which has been freshly laundered clothing during the time of the 9 days, just like an oval does not wear freshly laundered clothing during the time of his avelus. Mikra din this applies during Shavua Shechalboy, and the Ashkenazim extend this from the 9 days. Giving it to a non-Jewish cleaners for the purpose of washing it during the 9 days is going to be prohibited for Ashkenazim. even though it's the non-Jew is going to wash it, but that's also prohibited. Giving it to a non-Jewish cleaner to clean it or to wash it before the 9 days, even though they will wash it during the 9 days, is permitted. So a person would drop it off beforehand, be washed during that time, it's going to be permitted. Dry cleaning is prohibited the same way washing is prohibited. Putting into a dry cleaner is prohibited. However, removing dust or dirt from a garment is not prohibited if it's dry, and even if it's only removing a stain, it's spot cleaning. Even if a person would use some water, Mishnah Mezamim Zatzal held that was mutter. Therefore, brushing a hat during the 9 days is not a problem because it's removing it without water. Regards to polishing shoes, so just brushing off the shoe is permitted the same way, but in regards to polishing the shoes, Rav Moshe said that's considered a cleansing process, and that's using this other item to polish it, and that's going to be prohibited. But he does permit it for the purpose of Shabbos to do so. This prohibition, interestingly enough, of washing applies to all garments, even though we will see there's certain attire in regards to what you're allowed to wear, different types of garments, but in regards to the issue of washing, we apply it to all garments, including undergarments as well. The one exception is that it's children's garments. The Begadim HaKetanim, you're allowed to wash, because the nature is that they constantly get these things dirty, and it's impossible to have to maintain them in a clean way. To what age is this permitted? We talk about ketanim, that to what age? So the poskim grapple with different numbers. The Rav Scheinberg Zatzal says it really depends on the child. You have some children which even up to very close to the age of bar mitzvah are very wild children, and they're always getting clothing dirty, and it's impossible really to maintain clean clothing for them. And so as adults, we have a little plug. We don't make the heter for them. As a child, we will, and you have other children which become more sober and clean even at a younger age. That being said, Rabbi Yashiv said up to the age of 8, and Rabbi Moshe said to the age where the average child would be mislachlik, constantly getting himself dirty, which probably runs around that age, close to that age as well. When a person is washing the clothing for a child, so the Mishnah Berurah says that a person should do it small amounts and bitzina. So bitzina is because of a marasayin issue, people don't know what you're washing. And small amounts, again, also not to draw attention to yourself. The poskim are on record nowadays with Yashiv and others that using a washing machine, we don't have the limitation of the amount. You can even do a larger amount because once you're doing it, it's not it makes such a difference. But it still should be done with sinna. Drying out, if a person would want to hang out children's clothing to dry, so that's permitted because it's obvious that it's children's clothing. People can see it and recognize that. There's no heter to put in clothing of an adult in with the washing machine once you're washing children's clothing as well. We don't say that allows you to, once you're washing, ready to wash the adult's clothing as well. The process of taking care of a shetel, so the average brushing of a shetel, that's not considered a problem. A person would want to wash it and set it and those type of things, or take it to a professional to have it combed out and cleaned out. That is considered something which would go under the prohibition of washing, and a person should not do so. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we will talk about the halachas of wearing freshly laundered clothing. Have a good morning.